68 degrees at 8:56. Time to check commodity markets on this Thursday. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And we're looking at a little bit of a mixed morning here in the grains. The corn market doesn't seem to have a whole lot of pop going for it as we await numbers that come out at 11 o'clock from USDA. The focus there is really on the Brazilian corn crop. This second crop corn, which has been hurt by dry weather, has the forecast right now, at least in the southern part of the Safrinha corn area in Brazil, to get half to an inch of rain over the next few days. So right now we're seeing this corn market about unchanged. July corn is a quarter higher at 403, while the December at 419 and a half is unchanged. This December corn seems to run out of gas on little probes up around 420, 421. On the bean side of things, though, Brian, we're a little stronger this morning with the July beans at 1018 and a half. That's 2¾ higher, with the November at 1026 and a half. It's up 2¼. We did see export bookings on both corn and beans come in rather firm, really outstanding in the corn, but a little bit of a disappointment as China, again, is absent from buying both corn and soybeans from the U.S. We still see some old crop slightly firmer action. New crop seems to be still wanting to head higher. The meal market's up anywhere from $2.30 to $1 higher, and really the beans are going to be very dependent on whether this meal market can hold. Keep in mind that last week we had $400 meal prices, and the market really didn't blink much when we got up there. The wheat market this morning is down just a hair, with the July wheat at 509 and a half. That's down a penny. Not a lot going on in the wheat. We did see very light export bookings in wheat, and kind of oddball buyers there. Not a lot going on. Again, we'll be looking forward to this 11 o'clock report this morning. On the report, keep in mind that this is our first glimpse at new crop corn and bean functions, and the trade is looking for pretty low carryout in new crop corn and beans. That could be somewhat of a disappointment. On the livestock side of things, we're a hair lower in the cattle this morning. The June live cattle keep getting turned back at 107, support at 104. We're at 105.52. That's down 15 cents. The feeder cattle this morning are down 30 to 80 cents, with the August feeders 75 lower at 191.95. We've got the hogs trying to hold together, with the June hogs two higher at 76.60. Just not extending much rallies when we get rallies in the hogs like we have this week. On the outside markets, this crude market has been on fire all week, but right now we're taking a little breather. The June crude is now at $71 a barrel. That's 14 cents lower. We did see some excitement in the Middle East this morning with missiles between Iran and Israel, and that has probably cooled off this crude market just a hair. The metals are extremely strong, with the gold market up $6 to $6.50, and the copper market up about 500 points. We are seeing the dollar index slightly lower. It's had a huge run-up, particularly against the euro. The euro had made new lows from the end, about Thanksgiving lows, but is now 53 points higher, while the U.S. dollar index is 30 points lower.